Welcome back. I am so lucky on Backspin every week for the last 4 years or 5 years now, Sean, I think five. And I always talk about how this guest and that guest and all of my guests, I love talking to them. This particular week, I have always loved talking to Jeff Babineau, but this particular week, when I look at a picture from, I think it was the 18th green and Tiger standing there, there are 30 photographers. Well, let me say hello. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
All right. I see this picture, and there's 50 photographers ringing the green in front of the stands. I think it was 18 on Sunday. Is that you in the middle of that picture?
That might have been me.
Possibly. They all these lenses, and there you are writing something down, which is what you do. And I always say this, I love you, but I get so angry at you and that you were standing there. That's a flaw in me, though, Jeff.
Well, I do enjoy standing there. I feel really privileged to have been one of the few, I think, that have been at every one of Tiger's major championship wins. So
is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I know Diaz and Kim Rose before, but I don't think you'd find too many.
Yeah.
I mean, all 14 of them. And to be out there feels like a real privilege. We got a front row seat, and Sunday was just a magic show out there. So it was really fun to watch.
All right. You're with Golf Week now. Who else? Where else can people find you?
Well, I'm no longer with Golf Week.
You're freelancing?
Right. So I work this event for PGA.com.
Right.
I'm going to do the Ryder Cup for them as well.
Yeah. Wait a minute here.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wait a minute. I just tell you that I hate you for being on the, and you're going to be in Paris?
Well, that week I'll tell you I'm in Paris, Texas. So
All right. Okay. Good. So I read a great thing that you did for PGA.com about this. Were you there the whole week? When did you get there for the PGA?
Yeah, I was there the whole week. I was there Tuesday on, looking at Ryder Cup angles, looking at PGA championship angles. Try to spend some time with Jim Furyk, pick his brain a little bit.
That was a great column you did. Yeah.
Well, so, thanks. Yeah, he's a good captain, and he lends a lot of insight, and he's enjoyable to talk to for sure.
Now, we're speaking to you in the middle of the week, even though this show is on Sunday morning, because this is the only time I could get you. You're so freaking busy. It's unbelievable. Now, at this point, there already has been, it started right away Sunday night. There was even a headline that said Jim Furyk is being coy about whether Tiger will be a captain's pick. And everybody went, what? Seriously, Jim? What? Really? I mean, Tiger's on the team, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tiger isn't on the team, I'll walk to Kentucky to do the next show with you in the studio. He's there. He moved to 11th in points.
Yeah.
He spotted all these other guys a year in the points because he was out hurt. He's done plenty, and showing up the way he has the last two majors, yeah, he's going to be part of that team, no doubt.
Yeah. The interesting part will be the other three captains' picks, because now we go through the Wyndham and the FedEx, and finally they changed it to the last pick will be made at the end, so you really might have a guy that's playing really well at the time of the Ryder Cup. We'll get back to this PGA, but looking ahead a little bit to the Ryder Cup, it's going to be unbelievable, I think, especially, I'm glad it's in Europe this time. I really am. I think it's going to be just incredible.
Well, I mean, the U.S. had to win the last one, right?
Yes.
We had to win in Hazeltine.
Right.
People are going to, I think, start losing interest. I mean, Europe was
had
won 6 of 7 going into there. So winning for the U.S. was healthy. Now we go to foreign soil. You know, Paris, the U.S. hasn't won since Davis Love made a putt in 1993 at the Belfry. So I'm talking about, you're going back a quarter of a century, you know. Some of these guys were a I guess Jordan Spieth would have been in diapers.
Yeah, he would have been four or something, not even. Yeah.
Yeah, so 25 years ago. So it's a big task. And Furyk knows that. He knows these guys are going to have their hands full over there. Early on, it's like, oh, U.S. is going to be such big favorites. But, you know, suddenly that you know, European team is playing nicely. And they have some nice surprises in there, like a Francesco Molinari playing so well. You know, Tyrrell Hatton coming on, Tommy Fleetwood. They're gonna be fine. It's gonna be a dogfight. It's gonna be a great event.
We had a caller yesterday to our daily show in the afternoon who said, you know, I like the Ryder Cup, and he's not a golfer, but he likes watching. He said, I like the Ryder Cup and I always look forward to it, but I'm really not looking forward to this one, and we're gonna hear that ole 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 crap again all week, and you know, which to me, I'm a big English Premier League fan, so I, you know, all that stuff is fine. I just think it brings out, you know, they're going to have to be their best to win that Ryder Cup. That's for sure.
Right. I mean, yeah, the fans are a big part of it. Fans have played a big role. You know, if you think every other year we come here to the U.S., it's easy to unite us. I mean, they're trying to unite all of Europe, and you know, it used to be, you know, just GB and I and Wales, basically. Mm-hmm. Now you have all of Europe in there, and you go to places like Spain, and we've been to Wales and Paris. But these guys show up. The fans show up, and there's a lot of spirit. A lot of that, you know, I guess you'd call it football there, football spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrific.
All right, let's go back a little bit to this PGA Championship. Did you have... And be honest, during the week leading up to Thursday, were you surprised at all at what Tiger did? Or did you see something that where you thought, you know what, he may just be able to do this?
I picked Brooks Koepka going into last week because I love his mentality going into the majors. But to be honest with you, with Tiger, I wasn't sure that Tiger was going to be a factor there because I thought job one there, you had to get the ball in the fairway.
Right.
And we saw even Sunday when he shot 64. That isn't a strength right now with Tiger, right?
He's
all over the place. So I didn't think he'd be able to recover as well as he did from the rough there. The rough looked pretty juicy and wet. I didn't think he'd be able to recover. Fortunately for him, the greens were pretty receptive. So he could hit a shot like he did on 9.
Yes.
And on some of these other holes where the ball, you know, he's able to hold the ball in that green. So I didn't have him, as good as he is, I just didn't have him top of mind going in on Thursday. I thought it was more going to be a Koepka, Rory, Dustin Johnson type deal.
Yeah. And I'll talk about Brooks Koepka in a minute. I have some issues with Brooks. Not his talent, but anyway.
Yeah.
The amazing thing, I think, and Nick Faldo said it perfectly after that was over, knowing that he didn't hit a fairway till 10. He said anybody else would have shot 74 instead of 64. And for Tiger just to be able, this is a whole different Tiger Woods. We've seen it in the last few months. But that fist pump on 18 when he didn't win said everything, I think, not only to me, but to Tiger fans and people watching golf. It was, I mean, I was up off the couch when that putt dropped.
Yeah, that place was just crazy.
Yeah.
And then you watch him go up, when you saw him go up over that bridge, you saw the crowd.
Yeah.
Just a sea of people. I don't know. I never thought I'd seen more people on a golf course than Hazeltine at the last Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
But I might have this weekend. It was just, it was nuts. And right, he delivered. You know, he threw that punch. I think in his heart, he probably knew that might not be enough. With
right.
Koepka playing so well behind him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a triumph for him in many ways. And this was a guy who used to always say, second sucks, right? And it didn't on Sunday. It meant something. It kind of capped his long climb back. You know, a couple times when he had gotten contention at Bay Hill or Carnoustie, he went backwards.
Yeah.
And this time he just kept coming. So I think that was a victory for him.
All right, now Brooks, his talent is undeniable, and he's going to win, I think, a few more majors. This is not it for him. But I it's hard for me and other people, but speaking for me, it's really hard for me to root for him because I like emotion in athletes, even over emotion in athletes. I don't like people that are that emotionless, as great as it is in golf, where he's so focused that things don't get to him, it seems like. That whole thing just doesn't work for me. I'm in awe of his talent and what he can do, but it's hard for me to root for him.
Yeah, no, I understand that perspective. I mean, it's like maybe watching Yvonne Lindell play tennis back.
Good one. Good
day.
One.
You know, you thought he was
a robot.
He was just robot. He was robotic. But Koepka's not robotic. He's got good personalities. I think it's a huge asset to him that at these big events he doesn't get rattled.
Yeah.
You know, he stays calm. And, you know, look at Jon Rahm. I mean, Jon Rahm takes himself out of – he did a better job last week. But he takes himself out of tournaments because he runs so hot with his temper sometimes. It takes a few days, you know, a few holes to get back.
Yep.
Justin Thomas was like that until he learned to corral it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Koepka is he's just got a great mindset about it. You know, he's his kind of persona is this stud athlete, right?
It's not
a geeky Sansibelt golfer. He's just, I mean, if you look at a guy – he went up over the bridge. I was standing with a friend. They go, there goes an NFL linebacker.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like with some of these guys, with Woodland and
Dustin
Johnson. I mean, these guys are serious athletes these days. And, you know, I understand. You know, like Koepka didn't wait to tap in at 18. The
class
I wanted him to. Little things like that. But, you know, he just kind of he does his thing, and he hoists these trophies, and he moves on to the next one.
Yep. And I don't like it. I'm just saying. And while we're at it, this is also part of the whole ending of the PGA. We got to do something about that girlfriend of his. We got to keep her away from... Listen, I was an actor for a long time, and she is supposedly an actress slash model. I have never seen an actor in all my years in the business try to get on camera as much as she did and be close to him. It drove me insane, Jeff.
I heard parts of that. Honestly, I went every step of the way with Tiger, and I did not see Brooks hit a shot on Sunday outside of the highlights. But I did hear his girlfriend did enjoy the limelight.
That's a good way to
put
it.
You know, but it's quite a moment. You know, these majors don't come along all that often.
And yeah.
I guess when you get them and you're part of that team, you jump in there and enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess that you are too nice. I swear, you're just too nice when you're part of that team. And believe me, she wants to be a part of that team. But there was a great moment with Tiger and Brooks when Brooks walked back and Tiger was waiting for him. Ricky Fowler was there. Tiger gave him a very heartfelt hug. They're friends, I guess, right? Don't they live in the same place?
Yeah, and Ricky was there, too. They're all right down there near Jupiter, right?
Yeah, right.
That was cool. That was something you wouldn't see Tiger do in the past.
Right.
You didn't see him hang around and
and
congratulate too many guys who just knocked him off at a major. But again, I think that goes to the fact that he was feeling pretty good about – he did everything he could do. I spent almost an hour at the airport on Monday with Joe LaCava.
Really?
The day.
Yeah.
And I was you know, trying to make that observation. Like, he looked like probably the most happy he's ever been, finishing second.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's like, sometimes you give it everything you got, and it just isn't enough. And this was the case. You know, Tiger, think about his start where he was 3 over after 2 to start this tournament.
Yep.
You know, whether he wouldn't want those shots back.
Oh,
so
boy.
He was happy with what he did on Sunday, and he should have been. He should be pretty proud of what he's done. This is a guy in January that we knew nothing. We knew nothing about what the future held for him, and it's been a pretty good journey.
Yep. All the way up to 26 in the world. All right. Now, given how busy you are, I would like to have you on again, maybe be at the end of the playoffs and before the Ryder Cup, and get your impressions of the playoffs. Because I hate to say it, but there's nobody I respect more than you. So.
Well, that's big praise from you. I appreciate that.
Well,
I'll definitely be on there with you.
Okay. Thanks.
And again,
pal.
If Furyk passes up Tiger,
you'll walk here. All right.
I-10 or however I get to Kentucky, I'll get there.
So now I'm rooting for Tiger not to make the team. That's great. All right.
Yeah, when I get to you, I weigh about 132 pounds. We'll do the show.
All right. Thanks, pal.
You got it.
We'll see you.
Time.
All right.
Thanks. See ya.